My name is Rusty Padgett, and I work for Shaw Corps. We're cooking pork butts.
Pork butts. Now, before we get into the pork butts, let's talk about last year's grand poopah championship that you guys won at the Bakken Barbecue. This is the 6th annual Bakken Barbecue, but you guys took home the first prize last year. Tell me about what it is. Were you here, first of all, and what was cooked?
Yeah, we were. I was the chef last year. Oh. And it was the first year we actually did it, and we came and we cooked a Santa Maria dry rub tri-tip, and ended up taking first place.
Santa Maria, what's the significance behind the word Santa Maria in front of dry rub?
So Santa Maria, California is where basically, you know, the tri-tip originated. So the dry rub, or the recipe that we used, actually originated from Santa Maria, California.
Okay, so you know, you got your St. Louis rub, you got your Kansas City rub, which has a little sugar in it. The other one's got a little more vinegar in it. I thought maybe the Santa Marie had like wine in it or something.
Well, it wouldn't be a bad idea.
No, it wouldn't be. Okay, so I figured it's from California though with the name. So, talk to me about what you did last year to prepare the tri-tips to win the award.
So, we bought the tri-tips down in South Dakota and transported them up here, since there's nowhere here you can really buy 100 pounds of tri-tip. And most companies, butchers, they grind up the tri-tip and into ground beef. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of a hard cut of meat to get. And you know, we brought it up and we marinated them the night before, and then just with the dry rub, let them sit overnight, and basically came out here about noon last year and popped them in the smoker after getting a good char on the barbecue and let it go.
How long did you cook them?
So you start on the barbecue and you do the mop on there, which gives you a good bark, and then so that takes about maybe, you know, 5 minutes per side, and then we threw them in the smoker for about 3 hours, and we pulled them out when they're right about 10 degrees before being done. It's rare, and let them finish cooking sitting outside.
Any certain type of hickory, mesquite, pecan?
So yeah, we did use pecan wood.
Oh.
And we had it brought in from a place in Colorado, actually, for the event.
Boy, I tell you, anybody protest, I'm hearing meat crossing state lines, I'm hearing wood chips crossing state lines.
It's kind of hard to find pecan wood in North Dakota. So.
Yeah, you're not a kidding. Does anybody smoke with birch wood?
I don't think so. I think it'd give you a pretty weird taste.
I think so too. We'll stick with just making the birch beer. That seems to be what it's good for. So, okay, but you guys are defending your title this year, a little barbecue bravado. Of course, barbecue goes with oil and gas, like, you know, peas and carrots and ketchup and mustard and peanut butter and jelly. So how long have you been cooking?
I like to cook at home, so I've been barbecuing and smoking since I was smoking meat since I was about 18, well, actually 17 years old. I'm 36 now, so it's been quite a ways.
So you're going on 20 years, you're almost an antique in car standards. So let's talk about the pork butts, you said, that we're cooking today? Okay, we're cooking pork butts today. So tell me about the preparation, the time, the temperature, that sort of thing.
So we actually started a couple days ago. We got the meat in a brine solution to help, you know, that helps you keep the meat real moist when you're smoking it. So you brine it overnight, and then we injected it with that brine solution, and you know, did a dry rub on it, and to help the dry rub, we actually did something a little different. Most people use a yellow mustard before they put the dry rub on to try to help keep it on there. We actually went a different route. We used honey and smeared it all over there, and then put the dry rub on that to give it a nice, you know, really nice crust. And also the dry rub is a little spicier dry rub, so the honey brings a nice sweet kick to it. We got that in the smoker last night at 2 o'clock, and we should be done here right about around 3. And you know, same kind of the same thing. We usually take it out just before it's done, and that way it keeps it nice and moist. And I think, you know, my history with cooking is a lot of people that smoke things, they tend to leave it in the smoker until the actual temperature that, you know, it's done at, which does dry out the meat. So, you know, just a word to the wise out there: just take it out when you're about 10 degrees before it's done, and wrap it up and let it sit there and finish cooking.
And how about the wind? I tell you, sometimes the wind can really impact how you're doing your smoker and that sort of thing. Do you ever worry about that?
So yeah, we actually had an incident yesterday. We were trying to put the dry rub on the meats, and it was literally blowing away as we were trying to put it on the meat. And then we had our smoker has a big rig exhaust on it. So the way that the exhaust was facing, the wind was actually blowing down into the smoker. And so we had to unbolt it and turn it so it was facing away from the wind.
So we got Light Tower Reynolds talking smack. They said you're full of bologna, or are you cooking bologna? I guess I wasn't quite sure there, Light Tower.
I wouldn't worry about Troy. He's just jealous that we took first place last year.
Yeah, that's the barbecue bravado I love. So, all right, what do you do for your company?
So I'm an account manager. I've basically been with Shawcor, used to be known as Flexpipe Systems, which now Shawcor Composite Production Systems. I've been with the company for 11 years. So I'm an account manager. So basically, my role is I talk to customers about the pipeline industry side of things. We actually manufacture, sell, and install high pressure, high temperature composite polypipe. So, saltwater gathering systems, oil, natural gas, flow lines, pretty much anything. We do have a pretty good foothold here in the U.S. It's a Canadian-based company. And here in North Dakota, we seem to be growing pretty rapidly and with a lot of the top operators.
How many shale plays you guys in, do you know?
All the major ones, pretty much all over the U.S. We do a lot of stuff in Canada. We're doing a lot of stuff over in Saudi Arabia right now some stuff down in Latin America.
Saudi Arabia's really picking up, I noticed, in the last probably 6 months. So with a lot of U.S. companies, it just seems there's a lot more. You're a Canadian company, I guess, but it just seems that Saudi Arabia's market has opened up a lot more to the North American continent, maybe, is a fair way to say it, I guess. I don't know. Have you guys been doing business with them long, or is that in the last few several years?
I would say probably the last 4 to 5 years. Okay. I mean, I'd have to go back, look at my notes to actually give you a firm date, but we've been doing business quite a bit over there. A little fun tidbit: our first sale to them, the Prince actually brought over a big Russian plane to the airport up in Calgary, Alberta, and we loaded our reels, which are 12 feet tall, 8 feet wide, and weigh about 12,000 pounds. We loaded three of them into one of those big planes, and that was how our first shipment was made to them.
Wow, North Dakota. I remember when they did some business with Kazakhstan. They loaded the cows on the plane. So you got all, because they were teaching them how to grill, and because like horse meat is really popular in Kazakhstan. They boil the horse meat. So they did these trips, and the guys from Weber came to teach them how to grill. And they had like this, it was funny, watching these cows load up on these big cargo planes and everything. So anyway, wrapping up the interview here. What is your favorite thing to cook? Do you have anything that's your favorite?
Pretty much everything. I do everything from, like I said, barbecuing to smoking. I cook a lot of stuff in the house. I like to make things from scratch and come up with my own recipes. So, pretty much everything's my favorite.
All right, man. Any final thoughts here as we get ready for the 6th annual Bakken Barbecue? We haven't got any announcements yet, so that your guys' trophy is officially up for grabs now.
All I got to say is if you ain't first, you're last, Ricky Bobby.
All right.